Unless you've gone down a far-right conspiracy rabbit hole recently, you probably haven't heard of the Electronic Registration Information Center. It's a tool that both Democratic and Republican election officials say makes voting more secure. But now it's under serious attack by conspiracy theorists pushing lies about voter fraud. NPR's Miles Parks reports.
Republicans have made one thing clear. They really care about voter fraud.
We don't want any fraud, any illegitimate ballots. We don't want duplicative ballots. We don't want ballots that are after the deadline.
Anything. Of course, we all know when there are more eyes watching, the likelihood of fraud decreases.
We are watching like we have never watched before. We, the people, are rising up, not just as poll workers, as poll warriors.
So you would assume those same folks would love the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC for short. The tool is a data partnership that helps states clean up their voter rolls and helps them catch some of the extremely rare voter fraud that exists in the U.S. It's kind of hard to believe, but before ERIC was founded a decade ago, states had no central secure way to share data across state lines or with other government agencies like the Social Security Administration or the DMV.
When you move away from a state, you don't call your old state and say, please take me off the voter list.
That's David Becker. He's an elections expert and a former Justice Department attorney who led the development of ERIC while working at the Pew Charitable Trusts.
So to get really strong data that someone moved to another state, got a driver's license there, maybe registered to vote, that's really powerful information that allows states to keep their data up to date.
Which helps election officials reach out to new eligible voters. But it also helps in the rare cases where people vote illegally in two separate states or when they try to cast the ballot of a dead person. That's why both very blue states like Connecticut and very red states like South Carolina have loved it. But that bipartisan unity is being tested. The Gateway Pundit, a far-right blog, recently published a number of false allegations that ERIC is part of a left-wing conspiracy. Obviously, election misinformation like this isn't rare or even notable, but in this case, it sparked a pressure campaign on the right. Last month, for the first time ever, a state dropped its membership to ERIC. Louisiana's Republican Secretary of State, Kyle Ardoin, said the state was suspending its ERIC membership due to, quote, concerns raised by citizens, government watchdog organizations, and media reports. His office declined an interview request from NPR, but said they were still in touch with ERIC staff to better understand the system. Other Republican election officials say the misinformation campaign against ERIC is reverberating in their states, too.
We have had a number of emails from some very ill-informed, uninformed, or uneducated people.
John Merrill is the Secretary of State of Alabama. He's a big fan of Donald Trump and the ERIC system. I talked to him just a couple days after Louisiana's announcement, and I asked him why Republicans are coming for a tool that helps prevent voter fraud.
You hit the nail right on the head, because what ERIC does is it helps identify duplicate registrations. It helps identify dual participation in the same election. That's a concern. There's no other way that any state in the union can do that independently of ERIC.
So why is the system being targeted then? David Becker says it's because election deniers don't actually want to make elections better or more secure. It's the same reason, he says, they target things like drop boxes, which are considered a more secure way to return mail ballots compared to the Postal Service.
This is why they have problems with 2020, when there were more paper ballots, more audits, more judicial scrutiny, including by Republican judges, than ever before. They don't care about actual integrity. They only care that their side wins. That is the most anti-democratic idea that I can imagine.
Becker says Louisiana has used ERIC's data to identify more than 16,000 dead people on its voter rolls and more than 50,000 people who have moved out of state. But going forward, the state no longer has access to that data, and no other way to easily acquire it. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.